Blog Talk Radio.
Check out your girl at MZ_STL at Twitter. Check out the show page at TruthBeTold_STL at Twitter. Or, hey, go like us on Facebook, TruthBeToldSTL at Facebook.com. Check out the whole Dollhouse family because we go hard 7 days a week. You could do that at Dollhouse Radio, baby. Before I go any further, I'm going to bring the other two-thirds of this dynasty on the line. Let's get it. Timer, Boss the Floss, the Boss Floss, let's go. Timer, you in the building?
Hey, yo. Blogger. Okay, I reloaded. Thank you all for tuning in with us. What's up, familiar? I am that St. Louis mobster, outlaw for life, Timer. What the fuck is up? We back in this motherfucker. It feels extremely good to be back in the building, Dollhouse Radio. We own Truth Be Told here. Yeah, ayo, hit me up via email at STLOUISMOBSTER. That's St. Louis Mobster 314 at gmail.com. Or better yet, add me on Twitter at Thrill, Mr. Timer. Shout out to the Boss Lady Sexy Inde and Morrell and the rest of the Dollhouse Radio familia. Salut. What's up, Floss? The Boss Floss. What's good, baby?
What's good, bro? We on. You hear me? That's right. Yeah. It's the Boss Floss, and y'all can get at me at the Boss Floss on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? You know how we do. We get down. And it, like they said, it's a show 7 days a week right here at the Dollhouse family. So, you know what I'm saying? Follow everybody. What up? What up? What it do? What's up,
hey,
STL?
Hey, it's all good, baby. Hey, we got a nice show lined up for y'all. Before we do all that, let's go ahead and get off into these Dollhouse announcements. Let's bring Royalty to the table so she can break bread with us. Tell us what's going on in the Dollhouse.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We air live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest porn, entertainment, and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily on the Dollhouse Radio website. We are looking to showcase the hottest in indie music this year. Interested in getting your music in rotation or having your video featured on our website? Be sure to send your music and video submissions in to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photos, and your music in MP3 format. Businesses and promoters, looking to advertise your brand or event on Dollhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, B-R-I-A-N, DollhouseRadio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Alana Evans, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Dennis Good, and Mila J. Cooking with Miss Brooks has a new name. It is now Sammy's Cocktail Hour, hosted by the sexiest chef in town, Sammy Brooks, airing live every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. You can also catch Sammy on Thursday evenings, 7 p.m. Eastern and 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Webcamming with Sammy and Sage for all you webcam lovers and ladies interested in getting into webcamming. Also coming soon, look for former porn star legend Janet Jackney to join the cast of one of our shows. And catch former porn star and the 2015 AVN Hall of Fame inductee Alana Evans as the new co-host of Benchwarmers Live, airing every Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern. Coming this spring, Sexy and Biz returns with former adult film star Imani Rose, Launchpad Radio returns hosted by the legendary Ian Burke, and our new show, Truth Front to Back premieres. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio. And now, back to your program.
Yeah, thank you, Royalty. Miss you, boo. Anyway, what's up, y'all? What's up? How y'all doing? What it do? You feeling good? Feeling great? Feeling eh? What is it?
Hey. All the time. You know how it is this year. You know what I'm saying?
As long as
God bless me to open my eyes and get up and function every day, hey, it's a good day. It's a beautiful day. Truth be told.
You did. Yeah. Tom?
I ain't feeling no pain. I'm telling you, I ain't feeling no motherfucking pain. I feel good over here sipping on this here real gin. Hey, what's good, y'all? What's
really
popping? I feel good. It feels good to be back in the fucking building. Truth be told.
Of course.
Yeah.
For sure.
Of course.
What about it?
Hey, shout out Taraji P, the NAACP Image Award. You know what I'm saying? Shout out. She's an inspiration. And as I said, I don't hide it. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't a fan of Taraji before Empire. Truth be told. That's just me.
You were sleeping.
Everybody think I'm crazy, but that's just me. Really?
Yes,
really?
We thought you was crazy as a motherfucker. Yeah.
that's rude, man. That's rude.
Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't do it. Shut up.
We're just playing. It's all jokes.
Hey. Hey, fellas. Before we, you know, go any further, I do, you know what I'm saying, is of course with it being Black History Month, I did want to get this off. You know what I'm saying? I want to shout out Paul Williams, who was the first famous black architect. He was looked over back in the 1920s, and he took on many jobs. And he developed some homes and things for him being a Negro, for some very prestigious people back in the day, such as Cary Grant, Frank Sinatra, Desi Arnaz, Lucille Ball, and he was known for his work, but he wasn't known because he was black. So shout out to him. His name is Paul Williams. Y'all might want to, you know what I'm saying, take a look. You know what I'm saying? He did a lot of big things. Shout out to that black architect. Building for big white names back in the day, Caucasian persuasion names. Truth be told.
Yeah,
crank out some of these hot topics. Where y'all want to go?
Hold up. I had a person.
Pass the mic to the left and right.
Yeah, we
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. I got a my person that I want to salute for Black History Month is Garrett Morgan, and he was born in 1877. He was born in Paris, and he was a black man, and he is actually he invented the early traffic signs, some of the first ones, because he witnessed a collision between automobile and a horse carriage, and so. He patented the first traffic lights in 1923, but he didn't patent the multiple lights. There was a cop who did that, I think from out of Detroit, who did the multiple lights, you know, the green, yellow, and red. He just had the first ones, Garrett Morgan, you know what I'm saying? So a big salute, truth be told, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out. Another black inventor. Love it.
Yeah, you know what it is. Yeah. Everything.
You have one time,
baby. Where you at, boo? You got fucked.
Hey, man. Shout out to everybody out there that's trying to make a difference with this Black History Month, despite all the the negative stereotypes and whatnots that go with having this beautiful skin that we're in. You know what I'm saying? All those that's trying to make a change out here, you know what I'm saying, doing the right thing. And trying to lead our youth in the right direction. Shout out to y'all. Y'all my black heroes. Black month. Black month. Black History Month heroes.
History
month. You know what I'm saying? Right. You know, I used to be tongue-tied. Thank God for the due time. Got that tongue-tied shit away. But sometimes, you know, especially when I'm similar to something, get tongue-tied. I get tongue-tied.
What
don't judge me. Fuck yeah.
We all get tied tongue. We all get tied tongue.
No, if I was really tied to it, I couldn't say my S, my T's, and my R's were like real, like awful. You know what I'm saying? My brother used to make fun of me with his people and his partners, you know what I'm saying? My other big brothers, you know what I'm saying? Man, but you know, by the way I talk, my folks used to laugh, you know what I'm saying? But fuck it, fuck. That shit made me strong, you know what I'm saying?
You ain't right about short dress, though?
No, I didn't. Nah, ain't nothing wrong with it, but nah, I didn't.
Yeah,
nah,
ain't nothing wrong with it. Nah, look, hey,
you know
I ain't gonna lie.
Stupid.
Hey, you know what?
Truth
be told, I think they did send the half buses to come pick us up, though. Remember the shorter buses? It wasn't the little short ones.
Yeah, you're talking about the after school buses. Like,
yeah.
You motherfuckers, y'all the shit to start. We not even gonna give y'all the limo, motherfuckers. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
Here, take the caravan. Flat out.
Right.
So. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm at.
That's
you know
good.
What I'm saying? That's where I'm at.
That's
I'm here.
That's what's up. Hey, quick question. Y'all, did anybody see the interview with Birdman and Young Thug?
No.
And he's in oh, my God. Hot ass.
What happened?
Mess. Because dude is all on this interview talking about, they asking him if he going to take Lil Wayne's place. They asking him questions like, is he going to have the Carter, you know, is that going to be the name of his new album if he comes with it? Birdman sitting up there looking like Bird, duh. I'm waiting on them to see if they kiss. I'm just, do y'all really believe this hype that's going on about Lil Wayne is leaving because he doesn't want to release his album because he says he's taking Nicki and Drake with him because he had such a big hand in developing their careers? What y'all think about that?
I don't know. I think at the end of the day, I think Lil Wayne did more for Cash Money as far as upfront wise. I don't know how behind the scenes Baby could have done more, you know, I mean, I don't know, but as far as the star, Lil Wayne, man, he basically is a big part of why Cash Money is what it is today. I'm not saying he the only reason, but truth be told, his shit been rocking since what, the 90s when Cash Money was first out. Truth be told.
Oh, damn. Part two, we ain't even in part two. Anyway, truth be told, you know what I'm saying? It's the crazy shit. Speaking of Baby and Young Thug relationship, back in the day, I heard somebody told me that. I don't recall if I seen it on the internet or somebody told me, but I heard that Young Thug had a Baby name tattooed on his dick or some shit. So, you know, that shit, something smells, you know, saucy there. I mean, right. Like you said, because, you know what I'm saying?
Did I say that?
Lil Wayne kept Cash Money afloat. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Baby was nice.
He did.
You know what I'm saying? Baby's nice, but yet with that same token, look, Baby, well, who else was going to hold Cash Money up until Lil Wayne brought Nicki and brought Drake into the picture? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But everybody else had left. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Baby wasn't going to do it by himself, but I know y'all seen that shit where Baby got Baby didn't get let into to Nicki Minaj's Grammy party and shit. It was like a pre-Grammy party.
I didn't hear about that.
I ain't hear about it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. It's on the video on TMZ. He walking up to the door. Like, they was like, no, no, you're not getting in. No. He like, no what, bruh? They like, no, you're not getting in. Then cops start coming around. Cops pull up off the curb, popping out of nowhere, hopping out the car like if it's going to be a problem. But they told him, no, you ain't getting in. You know what I'm saying? So
damn.
He ended up turning around, him and his entourage, walked back, hopped in the SUV, and that's all they showed. They didn't show him riding out, but they should have showed him riding off into Fade to Black. You know what I'm saying? Because it appears the shit is over. You know what I'm saying?
Truth be told.
If Wayne going, Nicki ain't Nicki going, Drake going, should we name more? Truth be told.
Hey, but so not they Lamar'd him when he was trying to get in. They Lamar'd him? That's horrible. I don't know. I didn't know that. But hey, I think if he does separate, he has. Lil Wayne has built himself up to a point where he doesn't need Cash Money.
Young Money is its own
entity. I think if he leaves, that dynasty is still gonna rule the world. Baby, he might have started it in the forefront, but he ain't gonna make it on the back end. I don't think. I mean, he's just not.
I think that's why he don't want Wayne to go. Because it's going to be hard to replace him with somebody that's going to be able to keep Cash Money afloat. So
it ain't going to be Young Thug, is. Truth be told,
y'all know damn well Young Thug, he didn't want to sign the Cash Money because of Baby. He wanted to sign because Wayne was there. Come on, man, stop it. We know it's Wayne's world.
Right.
Look at the man numbers. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Some shit I'd be like, you know, but he still listens. Yeah. Man, Wayne leave, everybody leave. He's going to be sitting like Conan on the throne by himself. You know what I'm saying? With Leon Thug sitting next to him.
He just kind of screwed right now. Hey, make these contracts. People get fucked in these contracts. Them dollar signs look really, really nice until you get in a predicament like this because Baby's like, look, I don't give a damn what this cat talking about. When it's all said and done, this is business. So, you know what I'm saying? He do stuck like Chuck, truth be told. So, Wayne, I don't know what you going to do. You could throw all the tantrums you want and walk off the stage and do all that, but that just, you know what I'm saying, makes you kind of just look like an asshole, dog, truth be told. It's my opinion.
As long as your work is happy, you know what I'm saying, if the business is going to continue to ascend. It's like they say, a happy wife equals a happy life. You know, it's the same thing with your workers. You know what I'm saying, your workers happy is you profit. You know what I'm saying, more profits than you can imagine. You know what I'm saying, they're going to give you their all. You know what I'm saying, these motherfuckers be fucking motherfuckers out their contract. And then Wayne been there long enough where Baby should say, you know what, you want to leave? Here you go. Here's your master. Go on here, bro. You done made me a wealthy man. I salute you and love you. You know what I'm saying? See you at the top. End of the day.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying? You can't. How he going to deny that man of all people?
Truth be told. And, yeah. I mean, I guess it all boiled down. I mean, what does the contract say, though? You know what I'm saying? Because,
yeah,
you know what I mean? I mean, after somebody's contract up.
Truth be told, I'm going to say this before we go ahead and take this smoke break. But it's some shit behind the scenes because it was months ago that Lil Twist threw a tweet out there saying that he has the worst management company ever and named Young Money. So, you know what I'm saying? It's a whole bunch of shit going on behind the scenes that people not seeing. And I can't wait to see how this play out, whether he just dropped the album or whatever. But, hey, we going to go ahead and it's 420 somewhere. So what we finna do is we finna get off into this The Boss Floss The Boss Kim and Candy Rain, produced by Kells the Lou. We gonna get off into that Smoke Choke featuring Candy Rain. Let's get it.
Let's go. Truth be told.
Damn right. Yeah.
Hey, man, go on pass that blunt round. You know what I'm saying? Get that mug going, man. You been holding that motherfucker like it's a six finger or something. You know what I'm saying? Tell him, Rain. You know what I mean?
One time for the weed hits.
Damn right.
That shit tastes good, man. Oh,
W-I-S, hurry and I spit it down the middle. I feel it till it's pillow. For sure gon' roll it till it's brittle. That lime green smells real dough. Now I'm holding a little dough. All my bloods be hittable, not quittable. Rain clouds come spilling out that choke. Just hit it and pass it down. Keep the smoke around, I laugh now. Now, me and my crew get down. We blazing pounds after pounds. And them roaches we save for drought. Set a couple of puffs, still put them out. All crazy and shit, what we do to a bitch. They keep me calm enough from knocking out a bitch and shit. Dubs, I spin them fast. I come with eight, I should be straight. My supplier keep me higher than a north that's on the map. Bags, I like to grab them quick. Ain't about no skeet shit. Cause when I smoke, I wanna lie. Ain't for no little bitch. I need a bag that's lime green with no sticks and no seeds. Just give me 2 for $15 and a Rello if you please. I love smoking rye, shit for sure I'm steady high. I hit it, then you hit it, when we smoke, we go inside. I like them nice and proper, long and roll it right. I love my fucking weed, I blaze my blunts all fucking night. Eyes red and fucking tight, trying to locate a sack. Hit the block and bust a U for sure, I'm coming back on through. That's what that fire do, keep me so fucking cool. Roll into a mellow groove, I'm fucking blown in this zone, man. Damn, boy, you got me down, motherfucker, man.
All I do is smoke, roll. All I do is choke, you know. Clear your throat, clear your throat from that smoke choke.
I like them green and fluffy, got it so it seems she loves me. When them other chicks too busy, remember that she down to fuck me. From the inside, she does me, and I can't lie, she cuffed me. Brought in her friends as twins, they said spin wide and stuff me. Run your tongue up and down the split, like you doing some freaky shit. I rap to make it stick, write it in and take a hit. And I'm high, I don't know why, your boy be so fly. I'm blowed, in the zone on my own, and you know I hold chrome. Niggas better get back cause it won't be long, I'll call you around before I finish this song.
Candy Rain with Smoke Choke. John Blaze track, baby.
For sure, for sure.
Chill. Hey.
Really?
All I do is smoke. Choke.
You let the man obliterate your song like that?
What?
That's why I ain't on that motherfucker, you hear me? That's why I ain't on it. And me and him Trump type, but I ain't on that. Why ain't our own smoke choke? Lost the ball?
Bruh.
Yes. Come on, Merc. Kelly. Kells,
for sure.
Man, see, I need to holler at Super Duper Producer, man. HPNT salute. That's my shit right there. You heard me? Love that song. Love that song.
For sure, yeah. For sure.
Shit, I'm at peace. I wanna play that motherfucker again. Can I play that motherfucker again, Miss FTA? Is it cool?
Look, wait your turn. Hey.
Wait your turn.
Wait your turn.
And not
I have
for you.
Don't do that. I have something of special interest. Timer, real Mr. Timer.
Yes.
You know what time it is, right? You know where I'm going, right?
What time is it?
It's time to talk about Kevin Gates.
Kevin Gates hit the news, the airways again. Man. All right, man, did y'all hear about the video Kevin Gates posted on Instagram yesterday? In the video, Kevin is out his own mouth said he kicked the woman out because she refused to give his dog fellatio. Hold on, let me repeat that.
Ew.
Kevin Gates, in his own out of his own mouth, said that he kicked a woman out because she refused to give his dog fellatio. I mean, what the fuck, man? Really? Let me tell you what. What said I was on my word for word. Kevin Gates, quote unquote, post talking about, I'm not about to suck no dog dick. That's a dog. Oh, you can call him what you want, but he loyal. Fuck no. You
I ain't laughing at that nigga. Hey, look.
Oh, man. You laughing at him. You ain't laughing with him. You laughing. Oh, my God.
How can you not believe him when he don't mind the dick going in her mouth, but because he don't mind his dick going in his cousin, truth be told, and I'm done with
man. Can I hear Smoke Choke again? Damn. She done went there. Shut my mouth wide the fuck open. Lost the boss, man. I can't. I don't know what to say.
The dude got problems, man. I mean, as much as I hate to bring it up, the whole thing that Miss STL just brought up, so there's no need for me to. It was already shown dude got problems, man. And, I mean, when somebody weird, you never know how weird they are. Just because you caught them doing one thing weird don't mean that's the weirdest shit they into, truth be told.
And if I'm not mistaken, isn't bestiality illegal? Not that
I wouldn't
it fucking matters.
I wouldn't know because I ain't into it, so I truthfully wouldn't know, truth be told. He would know.
Wow.
He should know.
I should call him. Truth be told.
You gonna call him? I sent a tweet. You know what I'm saying? Let no topic be the topic. But I mean, on some real shit. I mean, just like I said to you, Mr. Y'all know if I said to you, Flops. I mean, if he had a girl dog, would he just girl dog out because she loyal? You know what I'm saying? That's something to think about. I mean, on some real shit. You know, so that's some man.
Okay, so how about I post, I repost, I'm gonna post that. I'm gonna post that response to his post. And you know I don't give a fuck, I do it. Truth be told.
Shit the server.
Right.
Controversy.
That's what I do.
Here at Dollhouse Radio. Stay tuned. Yeah. Dollhouse Radio, baby. Yeah, hit us up at 646-595-4038. That's 646-595-4038. Oh my God, that's nasty though. You know what I'm saying? Does he? You know what I'm saying? Would he sit back and let his dog get his fellatio? You know, I mean, do you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Oh man, that's crazy.
Yes.
Oh.
That's sick.
I'm gonna be like. think about some of the things that he's, the shit that come out of people's mouth, a lot of people don't think about the things that come out of their mouth before they say them. And I was going to say, treat the situation like it was your little sister or your little cousin. You know, would you want a man to talk to her or say those things or to her? But thinking about the kind of cat that he is, he wouldn't give a damn. Truth be told, I'm sorry. I'm just done. I'm done with this dude. He doesn't deserve any more of my speech, and I'm done. Truth be told. I'm the next. I'm sorry. Boss. Next.
Oh, man. Hey, well, look. Check it out. I was looking at this story real quick. But before that, I want to give a shout out and a big hope you get well to Bobby. You know what I'm saying? Because I hope she, you know, they supposed to be doing what they supposed to be doing. So I hope she pulls through somehow, some way. Miracles happen all the time. So I just want to throw that out there real quick. The story I had was about Benzino.
Mr. Nugget.
He was busted for drugs. And they say if only he buckled up, which we all know is BS, because he was riding. You know what I'm saying? First of all, he riding a Maserati. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So whether he buckled up or not, truth be told, when they see that skin, if they can see that black skin through the window and it ain't too tinted, you know what I'm saying? They definitely finna pull you over. Because, I mean, obviously they had to be able to see through the window to see he wasn't wearing his seatbelt. I don't know how you tell somebody ain't wearing their seatbelt and you can't see through the tints. You see what I'm saying? So, man, he should have known that was they was finna get pulled over. But he was finna get pulled over, but he got pulled over anyway, and he got charged with a controlled substance, which was marijuana. So, and it's like his second arrest in the last few weeks.
For the same thing?
No, his first arrest was because he was trying to sneak a 9mm through the airport security at ATL. So. I don't know.
You stupid.
I'm just telling that how it is. I seen that on Big TMZ. I was laughing. I was like, damn, what y'all opinion on that though?
The controlled substance, or you talking,
I mean,
about
come
him
on,
getting
it
pulled
happened.
Off?
It happened after he like it say. Before that, he already tried to sneak a gun through the ATL airport. And you know how on alert they be on the airport, so why would you then get caught riding a Maserati with some weed on you?
I mean, truth be told, I think he's just another wannabe rapper or producer that plays into the stereotype that everybody has built up over time.
Yeah.
Gun-wielding, drug-toting, African-American male. He plays into the stereotype that's out there. You know what I'm saying? I think if it had been a Caucasian persuasion gentleman, that they might not have, you know, let him go, or they might have just, you know, shoot it under the rug and let it go. You know what I'm saying? Like anything, I'm not trying to turn it into a black or white thing, but I'm just speaking from
when
you're
in a Maserati, it's a black or white thing. It's really tough.
Okay. Hey, okay. Fine, but what you think, baby? Tom, are you there? Mic check?
1, 2, 1, 2.
Hey, I just think, me, myself, Tom, you all right, baby? We need to call somebody?
This
right.
Is man's world. You hear me now?
Really?
Me
that's
now.
How you come? Really?
Man's world. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, my God. I mean, truth be told, you know what I'm saying? It's not about black and white, but it's always about black and white, and it's written in black and white in the United States of America. Okay? Now, I mean, it's bullshit. It's terrible. It's unfortunate that he, you know what I'm saying, get caught up. You know, like, it's kind of like you say, it's living up to that stereotype, that image that is put out there, you know what I'm saying, that thug-like image that someone like Pop said, you know what I'm saying, but, you know, on some revolutionary shit. I'm not saying that, but Zeno ain't, you know what I'm saying. He came through the Lewin Show Love, you know what I'm saying, for what we was going through, you know, felt our pain, and that's a beautiful thing. So I just hope, you know what I'm saying, it's all about the people that we have in our corners. You know what I'm saying? And the people that we have in the corners help us make the right decisions. And if that's the case, then he needs to change some people in his corner, because I just cleaned house this week. You hear me? Fuck all y'all. You hear me?
For real.
Truth be told.
Well, that's truth be told because there's ain't no that deal. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's why I was saying the reason I brought it up, because I was just thinking he would have been a little smarter than that. You know what I'm saying? Being Benzino. You know what I mean? But.
I mean, if anything, you got to do like anybody else and send it with your entourage. Have somebody that you can get them some extra change, and you go have them bond out and bailed out in about 2-3 hours. They'll be out, and it'll be on their shit versus your shit, like everybody else do.
Truth be told,
you know, like Puffy did, like Shine did for Puffy took rap. I'm just
what?
Truth be told. I'm
no,
just
no,
saying.
Hold up, Miss STL. Don't give the kids
what?
To the city, baby. What you doing? Shit. For real. Truth be told.
Hey.
Shit. Hold on. Shit.
It happens every damn day. Truth be told.
Hey, I'm over here like, truth be told,
to
she just flipped
baby.
It up on me. I'm like, damn.
Don't give the
hey.
Keys to the city. We're watching
hey.
One. He hangs over there ever too often. Man, I accidentally deleted, I unfriended the Truth Be Told page by mistake. Now I got to go delete some folks
that
ain't following me. I wasn't trying to. I hit the wrong button, Truth Be Told.
Okay, so since Tama did that, we need everybody to go right now and make sure that y'all add us TrueBeTold_STL at Twitter, since, you know, Tama playing Truth Be Told. I'm just saying.
Hey, since you're giving out your Twitter handle, let me give out mine again. Shit, hit me up at the real Mr. Timer. If you told me, you hear what I'm saying?
You see how folks act.
Machiavelli
in the building.
You know it. Damn, man, it's some in my gym, man.
He said
some
in my gym. Hell no.
Grilly.
He got a permanent gym.
Hey. Real quick.
Hey,
this
kind of... ain't no roaches. We ain't got no roaches.
Look at this cat. Excuse me.
I'm telling the truth.
Excuse me.
So we ain't got no roaches. I ain't lived with no roaches in 20-plus years. Shit.
Hey, y'all. Speaking
it's
of roaches. There's
roaches in these streets, though, but I don't live with no roaches. You know,
hey.
No, nothing against those who have roaches. I've been there once upon a time.
I remember when I had roaches back
okay.
in the day, and I tried to get me a bowl of... Raisin Bran. And I poured that bowl, man. I was so hungry. And then I seen one of my raisins moving. I was like, hell no.
How much of the cereal
I was still about
eat,
to
fool?
Eat that shit. What?
How much of the cereal
you
did
you eat,
I was fucking with
I'm just asking.
Oh, my God. Somebody
real shit.
Both of y'all go get in the corner. Both of y'all, it's four walls of the room. Both of y'all find a corner and go sit in it. Truth be told.
Shit, Miss STL leading the battleship. She acts like she got some leashes on some motherfuckers up in here or something.
Right.
The fuck? Go,
it's a corner for everybody.
What you call the wristband that you used to have for the kids? You know, you connect to your wrist to your baby's wrist.
Them,
you
the leashes. The leashes.
Yeah, what the fuck? Yeah, go to the corner. Shit, I ain't been in the corner since kindergarten. I ain't going to no goddamn corner. Shit.
Man, I was just at the corner last week. What you talking about?
She said I was in the corner last week. Hell no, who put you in the corner?
Sorry for you. I'm sorry for you.
What was you? You was about to bring something in real quick, STL. What was you saying?
I wanted to talk about, did anybody... hear about Diddy assaulting one of his fans because he had an event to go to. He was supposed to be there by 8:00. Diddy, you know, being Diddy, he showed up at 1 a.m. in the morning. Now,
take that.
I'm going to say allegedly, but on this the footage that they had, reportedly, he got upset with the fan. Well, the fan got upset with him because he was so late. So he gets up in Diddy's face, talking reckless, and Diddy punched the dude dead in the face. And then the camera goes out. He had it on his camera phone. And then, you know, it's like this back and forth between him and Diddy. And then it just goes blank. Like, I think he took a shot and might have, dropped his phone. So when did Diddy become gutter? Truth be told, I'm just saying.
Take that.
Go down and give me some cheesecake.
What?
Puffy getting robbed like a bitch. The hype that's that. He did some shit he shouldn't
have
did. So we riding for that. Oh, man, he need to. Fuck it. You hear what I'm saying? Fuck it. I mean, shit, old boy finna get paid. Shit. You know what I'm saying?
Truth be told.
Yeah, he is finna get paid. He's gonna get a bill just to shut him up.
You know, say, D.A., I want you to ride in this ride you got for me. Hey, come take a ride with me, bro. Come take a ride with me.
Now, look. Which one were you talking about, STL? At the nightclub, you talking about?
We finna catch
the
nightclub.
He talking about where he was supposed to be, having the performance, and he showed up, several hours late, so this really disgruntled fan.
The Super Bowl fight
is
what I was asking?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
He had a performance. He was supposed to be there at 8. He shows up and, the stars, fashionably late is early. You know what I'm saying? But 1 o'clock, he's supposed to be there at 8. Dude was mad. And he was talking reckless. And then he just got, it looked like dude get yocked. You know what I'm saying? Truth be told. I don't know if y'all saw this video or not.
You talking about Stephen Donaldson. Stephen Donaldson paid $100 to see Sean Combs, also known as P. Diddy. And he said he didn't ride to 115. Truth be told.
There you go.
So, okay, well, let's go ahead and get out into this. Wait, on the page,
it's
Nova, our house. Let's go.
Can I be a supernova? I know you can't wish upon me, but when there's no stars in the sky, you believe in the worst. So can I be your one and only? I shine bright, but I know you miss the old me. Boy, I have so much to offer now. Forget the when, where, and how, 'cause you know. Do you feel that this is love? Do you feel that
Darla Paige, Supernova.
Is that deal?
Yeah. She's an awesome
Shout
artist.
Out to
I'm a Carla fan.
Darla Paige, the CP Nation, number one. Hey, flat out, man. I'm over here. I'm so relaxed, man. I wish I was in the strip club right now after hearing that song. Just that shit makes you go broke. You know what I'm saying? No pun intended. But, hey, make you go spend your money. You know what I'm saying? Go get that. And make sure, be sure y'all follow Carla Paige at underscore Carla Paige, P-A-I-G-E. No doubt. Definitely follow her. You know,
truth
hey,
be told.
You will eventually if you ain't already, baby. Truth be told.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All day.
Hey.
And she's
did
a diehard player spotlight artist. I'm starting
yes,
to pick
indeed.
That up. Yay.
Much love,
that'll
much change. Love.
Yeah.
This is making national headlines right here.
Okay.
About a tax preparer and a Walmart client, they end up butting heads, literally. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm telling you saw the video. I don't know if you at this point have not saw this video about the woman and walks into a Walmart. It gets into it with an employee. All of us, she goes the ham on this lady, tries to headbutt her. The employee, I guess she was, I don't know if she said something under her breath to her, but they are going at it in the middle of Walmart, and it's crazy. If you haven't had a chance to check out this video, just find it on YouTube. Walmart
right.
taxpayer goes ham. I think it was over some money, or somebody probably said something that did not mix well. But it's crazy. Y'all gotta go check that out if you haven't already done so.
What had happened? Remember what had happened? What it said is, you know what I'm saying, the white woman, you know what I'm saying, she was walking past the taxpayers the station. And a taxpayer said, supposedly, this is what the white lady said, mumbled something under her breath that was quite racist. So she went back to the taxpayer's face and said and rebutted some shit to her. So then the taxpayer, from what, you know, what was said, got up in their face and they were saying something. Then the white lady headbutted Jane. We're going to call the white lady Jane, and we're going to call the black lady Tawanda, right? She headbutted and the white lady headbutted right in her mouth area. And the white lady just, all you see was grab her and start banging her head on the motherfucking table. And in the background, you see one lady walking. She casually walking by like she don't see shit. I know she heard that lady face hitting that. You know what I'm saying? Truth be told, I know she heard her face hitting that. She, man, terrible. White lady said she'll do it again. But I feel like, go ahead.
I know, right? With no remorse, she said she hold both her eyes is black and everything. Hey, truth be told, this is what you go to Walmart to get diapers. You go to Walmart to get soap.
Diapers.
You go to Walmart to get cookies. I say go to Walmart to get liquor. They got decent prices on liquor. I can't even stunt. But you don't go to Walmart to get your taxes done. Fuck that. That's just a no go. You go to a tax preparation center. You don't go to Walmart. Truth be told,
right? That's like go to Walmart and get some Chinese food, right? Like, wait, I'm going to go to Chinaman for Walmart.
Truth be told, dog. For real.
Because they got the best Chinaman.
Damn right.
Really?
With egg foo young gravy, baby. Yeah.
Right.
Truth really. Be told.
I don't really know what I would have done if somebody walked up and tried to headbutt me out of nowhere. Ridiculous.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, the white lady claimed that taxpayer spit on her. I don't believe it. I need to go back and look at the video because I want to see her spit on her. Now, she spit on her. But it depends on what that lady said. And no, I'm not judging her, but she looked like one of those white ladies that hate everybody black. You know what I'm saying? You look, that's why you black folks don't take baths every day. You know what I'm saying? One of them people. Fuck you. Anyway, truth be told, I can see her saying some old racist shit to her where the black lady's like, you know what, bitch,
well,
I'm going to beat your ass. You know
what
I'm saying? Truth be told.
What was the white lady wearing on the Walmart thing? Was she wearing a yellow shirt?
No.
On the video?
Oh, no, she was a regular customer. The taxpayer was
no,
the
I'm talking
lady.
About the Walmart lady.
The black, yeah, she had on a yellow shirt. I saw the video. I didn't see.
Yeah, I did too.
She claims that the person spit on her. I don't see that.
Bullshit.
Now,
I didn't either.
I don't know.
I seen her headbutt.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. She went for blood with that headbutt. She was trying to take her head off. Both their
yeah,
heads would have fell off with that headbutt.
She was like Mama Bunk. You hear me? Y'all remember Bunk, the big head baby with that
yes. That game. Truth be told, love that game.
No, the reason I was asking because it says caught on camera woman headbutts worker sparking fight at Walmart, and it was out of LaPorte, Texas. That's why I was asking.
Right.
There's a lady on here wearing black like stretch pants and a yellow shirt. And it looked like they wrestling by a table with, like, a pink cover over it.
Oh, man. That's a foul shit.
Yeah,
so I didn't know if it was the same one or not.
I didn't see her. I saw. She didn't spit on that lady.
I don't know what
they skirmish was. Like Thomas said, I don't know if she said up some under her breath and it got under her skin. But... She deserved her ass whooping after the head, but I didn't see her spit on her, truth be told.
I didn't see that. You know,
but you can see her launching her head like a motherfucking rocket into her.
Yeah.
Truth be told.
She was like, you know what? Fuck you. Bing.
Take that.
You know what I'm saying? For real. Take that.
Her teeth start coming out.
Came out on that, bruh. She's lucky that lady thought about her job and her life, her livelihood, where she didn't really, you know, in the streets, if she wasn't on the clock, man, that black lady, I believe that black lady would a dog walk her from L.A. to New York, truth be told. Shit.
Hey, truth be told, you have the right to defend yourself. Once that customer came at her, all Walmarts don't have security unless it's Christmas time. So if there's nobody there to intervene and somebody come at me, if I don't care what company I work for, if you come for me, I'm kicking your ass. My job should not be, her job should not be jeopardized. If it is, I would get an attorney because I'm just defending myself. What do you expect me to do? You expect me to allow her to attack me? No. Truth be told, I'm just saying.
All right. It's Janine. Oh, sorry.
Really?
Good deal.
So, I mean, what would you, boss, somebody come at you crazy on your job? You gonna lean back or you gonna defend yourself?
Man, ain't nobody gonna come
like,
crazy at my
job.
Hey. Hey, let me tell you, I'm so fast. They gonna have to look at it on camera because ain't nobody in there gonna see what happened when I retaliate.
Damn.
That's how quick it's coming. They gonna have to go. We gotta go back to the camera. Everybody gonna be like, I don't know what happened. I just saw him fall. I'm gonna be off to the next customer before they even know they laying there. Damn, how long has this guy been laying here?
Damn. That's all they're going to say. Damn, how he fall?
Damn. What happened to him?
I wish a motherfucker would, man. You know what I'm saying? For real. I mean, some people, like I said, that lady could have been talking about anything. You know what I'm saying? And you know how some white people, black folks, and we all guilty. We got the good, the bad, the ugly in every race. It's not just white folks who do it. But they put their nose in their business. You know, you can be on the phone talking to your child. I'm going to beat your ass when I get home. Then it's somebody, you don't talk to
you.
Who are
you
talking to? You
shouldn't talk to him like that.
Right. Ooh, wait. You know what I'm saying? Where you come from? You know what I'm saying? Go sit down. Go sit down. Right out. Droopy toe. You know?
Hey. Droopy toe, bro.
Hey, that's like I said, man. I understand. I hope it works out for the woman, and I don't think she should in any way get any repercussions from this because it was clear that the other woman started this, you know, this whole volcanic episode. So I'm hoping that they don't try. But you know how it is. People will fire you over some bullshit even when it's not your fault. Truth be told, it happens.
All the time.
People don't have no trouble walking you to the door, even though you ain't did shit.
Yeah.
It happens all the time.
Yeah.
They,
you know,
that's what they do
black.
For some reason.
You know what I'm saying? That's you black. You know what I'm saying? It's like, well, you made the wrong decision. You're held under high. You know what I'm saying? You represent us bullshit. But then if the shoe was on the other foot, they probably wouldn't even suspended her. You know what I'm saying? The other girl, the head butter. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, we live long enough and we see what it is, man. It's enough big cases out here that shows it. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, as if black lives don't matter. That's how it is out here. You hear me, truth be told.
Hey, that's what's up, man. Hey, before we continue any further, we're going to go ahead and get off into another break. Hey, look, if you just not tuning in, you here with Truth Be Told Wednesday Night Hump Day Action, baby. Hit us up, 646-595-4038. We're going to go ahead and get off into this Raphael. Yes. Wait. No.
No.
Let's get it.
Truth Be Told.
Let go.
Raphael, can't you tell, baby? You can't even lie and say that I ain't never held you down. Why you act like I ain't pick you up when they let you down? Where is my turn? I don't have patience. You need to make up your mind. What's it gonna be this time, baby? Why even waste my time? Here we go. Known for a little, and you're on to the next one. How you gonna forget me when you know that I'm the best one? Said you gon' hold me down, but I ain't never been so high. So when you ask me to trust you, I'm like, yes, wait, no, I don't know. I'm really not sure about it. So you were mine. Yes, wait, no, I don't know. I'm really not sure about it. I got a lot on my mind. Not playing with you this time. I do not care if you cry. It's not enough to be fine. Only baby, you need more than that for me. Nothing more precious than loyalty. And if you ain't feeling all that, then why even waste my time? Here we go. Don't for a little, then you're on to the next one. How you gonna forget me when you know that I'm the best one? Said you gon' hold me down, but I ain't never been so high, high. When you ask me to trust you, I lie. I don't know. I'm really not sure about it. So you were mine. Yes, wait, no. I don't know. I'm really not sure about it. Are you gonna lie? Are you gonna lie forever? Are you gonna lie? Are you gonna lie forever? Are you gonna lie? Are you gonna lie forever?
Yeah. Wait, no, get out. Yes, wait, no, get out. I ain't got time for your game. Get out. Bye.
Really?
Yeah. Bye. Goodbye.
Truth be told, have anybody ever kicked a woman out? Have anybody I'm done, I'm cool, I'm good, I'm out, and it was right there?
You know what?
No?
What? Yeah, I mean, I've done that, you know what I'm saying, as far as, you know, like a gal on the situation of a yes, wait, no. No, I usually was, you know what I'm saying, at her crib, you know what I'm saying, where it wasn't no yes, wait, no, you know what I'm saying. It was more like, hey, I'm gone.
Not A, I'm gone.
Truth be told, I ain't got time for your games, but I'm gone. Flat out. You know what I'm saying? As if I just smoke some of that, them extorted flavors, floss about it, smoke choke. Yeah.
For sure.
Real. I'm gone. I'm gone. How you doing? I'm gone.
Man,
I want to continue with this Let the Truth Be Told segment, man, because, I ain't done. I ain't got started.
Oh, yeah, baby, what you got? Let's get it.
Oh, shit. Well, oh, shucks. All right, hey, also real shit. Did y'all see that carjacking the high-speed chase in L.A. that occurred on Monday? I know y'all seen that shit.
Yeah, I seen it where a dude hopped out and he carjacked that lady. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, it happened Monday around 5:15 in the Boyle Heights in L.A. I think it's southeast part of L.A. I've never been to L.A., y'all. So I'm going, though, as of yet.
It's beautiful.
So the carjacker, an alleged gang member and parolee by the name of Aaron Lord, a 26, stole a car Monday about 5:15 in Boyle Heights, as did before. But, you know what I'm saying, when LAPD tried to pull him over, he refused to comply. He drove off at speeds of 50 to 60 miles an hour during rush hour, so LAPD fell back, you know, it's a safety precaution, you know what I'm saying? So despite LA efforts to minimize the injuries because of the high volume of innocent bystanders, Lord's determination to lose them was quite evident because the ghetto chopper, the news chopper, you know what I'm saying, you know how they do it in LA, they got some ghetto birds up there. You know what I'm saying? They captured Lord striking multiple cars. You hear me? Multiple cars in the process in his attempt to get away. You know, he's running on the sidewalks and on the islands and shit. You know what I'm saying? So that was all in an effort to shake the LAPD, right? So once he crashed the motherfucker stolen whip out of commission, he hops out the ride and, you know what I'm saying, he carjacked another person. You know, his first attempt was a failed attempt because the person drove off. Then he ran up to the second car that was right behind that car. You know what I'm saying? He opened the door and told her, get out. The old girl hopped out. You know what I'm saying? Elizabeth, you're a hunt. That's her name.
Yeah,
she hopped
was
out
crying.
Like, fuck it. You can have the car. You know what I'm saying? You can see her frantically exiting the car and shit, right? So, you know what I'm saying? Dude hops in the car, takes control of the wheel. You know what I'm saying? He proceeds to make a clean getaway. You know, so from there, the LAPD continued. They high-speed pursuit. You know, they said Lord went west on the 105 freeway. Then he went north on the 710 freeway. Ran the cars all along the way, then onto the 60 freeway and exit off at Montebello into a gridlock. So then this dumb motherfucker hops out the car to make an escape on foot. And they said dozens of police, you don't see him in the footage, but he said dozens of police gave chase on foot as well. Then this motherfucker tries to make a third attempt to carjack. That's when the motherfucker LAPD opened fire and hit him. You know, dude right now, he recovering from multiple gunshot wounds. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
in LA County U.S. Medical Center. Man, that was a crazy video. I swear, that was crazy.
And his initial reason for doing all that was that he initially stole a car.
Yeah,
you in the streets playing pinball with all these damn cars. Dude, he deserved whatever the fuck he get. Truth be told,
he had that stolen car, and they were showing it, and then the stolen car was out of commission. He wrecked it, and then he hopped out and tried to carjack somebody. They drove off. Like Thomas said, it was crazy. I was watching it. But then at the end, they showed him he was laying there. He was on the ground and shit at that last attempt because they shot him, hit his ass a few times.
That shows
that they did their job. They didn't shoot him. You see, they didn't shoot him the first time. And he waved the gun. His old girl was like, he waved the gun all in my face. I just got out and ran. And then, you know, the next time they say, okay, we got to do this. Dude just going to keep doing this, huh? We got to, I commend them on that one because that right there wasn't no Ferguson shit, you know, truth be told.
I would have opened fired on his ass a long time ago.
Huh?
He wasn't black either, you know what I'm saying, truth be told.
Okay.
Now,
truth
had
told.
He been
so
black,
he
if they had killed, would they would hit him with a kill shot? They probably, like you
probably
said, they probably would have shot him when he waved that gun. You know what I'm saying?
As soon as they seen it. I don't know.
You said he wasn't black. I thought he was black too.
No, he like Mexican.
Oh, okay.
The man named Aaron Lloyd.
Oh, the same thing.
Right.
I mean, it's in a sense, you know what I'm saying? We all brothers for real. Black, white, Chinese, Mexican, whatever nationality you can name, baby. We all brothers and sisters.
I mean, regardless, That's truth be told. That's truth be told. You're right. I mean, regardless of the color of him, of the person, though, because I couldn't really see what color he was, but I mean, whoever he was, you know, me not knowing what color he was, it looked like, you know, they gave him a chance. He carjacked somebody. They weren't going to let him keep just carjacking people, so.
Hell no.
I mean, you know what I mean?
I mean, the destruction that I saw that he was causing, just, you know, plowing in the cars, no regard for any life. I mean, I felt like they should have damage control, real talk. I felt like they should have opened fire way before they did, truth be told.
I mean, yeah, because he could have killed somebody else. So, I mean.
Yeah, he could have. You know what I'm saying? Had what you call resisted. You know what I'm saying, Elizabeth, Johann, had she resisted, if he had pulled the trigger, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I'm glad she did what she did and didn't resist. I'm glad she didn't resist, and she's still alive, you know, and, I mean, hopefully he make it and get what he deserves, you know what I'm saying? Cause
oh, yeah, they going to throw the book at him.
They going to smack him with several books.
Yeah.
That woman's gonna be traumatized for the rest of her life.
She's gonna be traumatized for the rest of her life.
And now
they gonna hit him with laws ain't even made yet. Well, they gonna make some laws. Right, endangerment of a tire because of deflation ratio.
Not deflation, really. Really?
Hey, yeah, that's a mandatory 5. You get out in 3. Good behavior.
Not a mandatory 5. You get out in 3.
Floss has constructed a whole the rules and everything to the shit. Hey, that's what's up, man. They gonna get his ass. So plus he's a parolee. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, it's gonna happen. He definitely done.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, crazy shit. Real talk. You know?
Truth be told, bro.
That was that story I had to get off, you know what I'm saying? I still got other stories out, you know what I'm saying? I'm be truth, man. You know, I want to continue to let the truth be told because I already told y'all, man, I ain't see shit in this motherfucker that caught my attention. But, Mr. Phil, you know, you captain the ship. You do what you want to do, man. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't even talk about, you know what I'm saying? I still, you know, it's other stories, but fuck that. No,
oh yeah, it's other stories. You know what I'm saying? Like that. I know y'all seen that. Suge Knight story. Truth be told.
The Suge Knight story.
Yeah, you know it's still going off of. He claiming he was ambushed by gunmen when he killed that person.
That don't mean
you heard about.
I could see that. I mean,
well, yeah, because he. Well, yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, something happened in the parking lot. There was an altercation that resulted in a man's death. You know what I'm saying? And he claimed he was ambushed by gunmen. So, it ain't the first time people went after Suge, but I don't know. It's crazy to me how. Just all these innocent bystanders, or even if the dude wasn't innocent, you know what I'm saying? Just when you got something that's popping off every week around the same person, get that nigga in witness protection or something.
Suge always doing some shit. He always fucking with somebody. So I think the last couple of instances that came across his path, to me, I call the shit karma, truth be told. Only because Suge, he's done so much in the past, and people have lived in a fear realm of this cat for so long, and I just think it. I mean, shit, karma comes back around. You know what I'm saying? And I just think he's been on the receiving end of it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he done dodged what he got 6 bullets in the belly, walked away from that. I mean, he's walking around like. He got a cat with 9 lives. You know what I'm saying? But I just, like I said, I just think a lot of it is karma is coming back and, you know what I'm saying, to bite him in the ass, truth be told.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Every dog has his day. You know what I'm saying? But you don't want to, you want to come to a record label where the executive producer ain't dancing all in the videos, all in the interviews. Come to death row. Shit. Flat out, truth be told.
Or else, motherfucker, yeah. I'ma kill you. You sound like that little. I don't know if y'all Jeff Dunham fans. I am. That's the dude that had a little puppeteers. You know what I'm saying? He got this one little. I guess it's supposed to be like Iranian or something like that, and he's always going, I kill you. You know what I'm saying? That's what people hear when Suge Knight walking down the street. I kill you. That's all they hear when this dude walking down the street.
Once you come through that door, you death row.
right.
Forever.
Right.
And ever.
Forever.
What you say?
Right.
And ever.
Even when you die, you got double life here, nigga, this death row. You owe me your afterlife.
You know what? From what everybody say, Suge Knight reminds me of the guy in Four Brothers, you know what I'm saying? The big time drug dealer really was a punk. You know what I'm saying? That's how they paint the picture they painted about Suge. You know, I don't know the man personally. You know what I'm saying? But hey, he let that little motherfucker knock him out. I mean, everybody can get knocked out if you hit a motherfucker, you get hit right. But he let that little motherfucker knock him out.
Yeah.
Hey man.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Like you said, Carmen's a bad bitch.
Bad motherfucker, and that's what I equate that up to. Hey, we gonna jump off into this music break, man. I'm feeling that Mila J, man, featuring B.O.B. Let's get that in. Champion, Mila J featuring
Champion.
B.O.B. Champion, right here, Dollhouse. Hump that.
Truth be told.
Let go.
You know,
now.
Once you walk through that door, you're here for life.
Jeff Rowe. Now, Mila J, you coming too. And B.O.B. Come on.
Truth be told.
One minute you the best, okay. The next you my ex. I swear you try me on purpose. I swear we need a ref,
okay.
But baby I am a champion. Lay back, I'll ease all the stress. I hit it from the right, hit it from the left. Lick it from the right, lick it from the left.
I want myself
first.
This nigga acting cute. Bedroom like a boxing ring. Got each other's necks all day. No, they
shit.
Trying to get you to stay. Kissing all up on my face. Keep trying to call me babe. It's war with the roses. I hate you, I love you, I fight you, then fuck you. Sometimes I can feel like you really my nigga, but then I'm like, fuck you. The way that we kissing, the way that you fight it, remind me of the Tyson. I'm heated, but I need it.
We up in here like. We up in here like.
Rocky.
Hey! Beat it up like rock.
Pound for pound, Frazier Ali. Need to pay-per-view what I'm about to do. Boy, so gone, free me on name. I'm so glad that you came. Get it, glad that you came. It's war with the roses. I hate you, I love you, I fight you, then fuck you. Sometimes I can feel like you really my nigga, but then I'm like, fuck you. The way that we kissing, the way that you fight it, remind me of Tyson. Yeah, I need it.
We up in here like.
Rocky.
Hey! Beat it up like rock.
Look, young Bob like Rocky Balboa. I knock it out for the first round over. I'm a smoker, I'm a stoner, I'm a stroker. I got a belt, I got the title, I'm a holder. Got what you want, got what you need. I got the size, I got the speed. She hit the bell, I hit the ring. She throw it back, I bob and weave. I bob and weave. Now she rocking on top of me. Baby, please don't stop for me. No tapping out, no time for sleep. You know what I mean, you know what I bring. I'm a Scorpio, yo, you know what I swing. When I hit it from the right, hit it from the left. Scream it in my ear, she don't leave me there.
So LA with it, I'm just so LA with it.
Yeah.
Wake you up so I can put it in your face.
Damn.
Get it up, baby, I just wanna play with it.
Bring it.
Let me play with it.
Bring it.
We up in here like.
Spotlight artist right here on Dollhouse Radio. Again, the number 646-595-4038. Hey, real quick, I gotta get y'all opinion on this. Yeah, there was an article that was posted in regards to four people, which I'm from what it says, it was the mother, grandmother, aunt, and the uncle who fake kidnapped a child because the child was too nice. So this is a six-year-old boy. They said the boy was too nice, so to teach him a lesson, they staged a fake kidnapping, blindfolded him, told him all sorts of crazy things that would be done to him. You know, I guess this, in their eyes, this was an effort for him not to be so overly sociable is what I'm thinking. But I think this child should be dragged by their fucking collars. All of them should be locked up because this child is officially going to be traumatized. I don't know if y'all heard about this, but what do y'all think about some shit like that? Somebody doing that to their baby because they're saying they don't want, they're too nice. Is that a way that you teach somebody
you
to not be nice by some shit like that? Truth be told, what y'all think about that?
That's crazy. You talking about the story that was here local?
They kidnapped
that kid. It was in Washington, like Washington,
right,
Missouri,
fraudulently, because they said he was too nice.
That's some old Cosby family shit. You know what I'm saying?
No, come on, that's taking it just too damn far. That's too much.
Yeah,
I mean, this child is gonna traumatize the baby. You trying to get him? You saying he's too nice? But come on, man. I mean, he's six, and you would do him like that, and being his immediate family. I can think of a lot of ways to teach a person, a child, a lesson, and that would not be one of them. I hope they get put under the jail for what they did. So that's my opinion.
Yeah, that it was a that was crazy, and I saw something on that on the news, and it was like four different people who did it. They were the child's immediate family.
Yeah, it was like the mother, the grandmother, a aunt, and the uncle. It was like their immediate family, and they staged this. You know what I'm saying? They said they was gonna nail it to the wall. You know, told them things like you'll never see your family again. You'll never see your mother again. You know what I'm saying? Like literally traumatized and terrorized this little boy because they felt like he was too nice. What the fuck is going on in your head?
Yeah, it's
what you say, boss?
It's because of these it's people that it's messed up people in their head. You know what I'm saying? Like all of those people to do something like that to a child, they obviously got some type of problems within them. They wasn't raised right or something. Something's going on in their head to even do something like that to a child. Other ways of disciplining a child, you know what I'm saying, and teaching them about strangers other than going to the extreme and doing what they did, you know what I'm saying? Truth be told.
I'm with you. I mean, that was just going a little too far. That was like, you know what I'm saying, we react, then think later. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I hope this is a valuable lesson to them. I mean, that is traumatizing. I remember, you know what I'm saying, being back in when my dad, I think it was like the first day my dad let me walk up to the bus stop by myself. And this lady, she obviously knew my uncle, but she was trying to give me a ride to school. And she's like, you know what I'm saying, your Uncle Howard? I was like, nah. She said, your daddy named Howard? I was like, nah. You know what I'm saying? She's like, oh, okay, woo, woo, you know what I'm saying? So she's like, I give you a ride to school, or whatever. I'm like, You know what I'm saying? I don't know you. I ain't never met her. You know, it's a hangout with my old dude, my uncle all the time. So, you know what I'm saying? I pretty much knew his females and whatnot, you know. So, but anyway, she tried to kidnap me that day. You know, I don't think I would have made the school if I would have gotten in the car. But she's persistent, but the bus started coming, you know what I'm saying? And she drove off after that, you know. So I always think, sometimes I go back and think about that day, like, what if I would have gotten in that car? Would I have made it to school? Would my name, instead of being what it is, you know, instead of being Rico, you know what I'm saying, would my name be motherfucking Michael now? I know I like Michael. Michael's a nice name, you know what I'm saying?
Really?
But I love my name.
Your name would have been, he said Rico.
I think
you killing me.
I think people think a certain type of way. You know, you always had them eyes. You know what I'm saying? You got them eyes going. Maybe she was hypnotized.
Oh, man.
Might have ended up with
a
cookie or something.
It's not even eyes. You know what I'm saying? My mom and my uncle, you know what I'm saying, they look like they can be twins. You know what I'm saying? They're a year apart. They look like they can be twins. And I favor my mom. You know what I'm saying? So picture that. So, I mean, that's why she picked me out of the crowd like that, you know, standing at the bus stop on top of the O. You know what I'm saying? So, that's crazy, man, for real. So, yeah, look beyond
be
the
told.
Eyes. Look beyond the eyes. That's a person.
She's trying to get, she was a cougar, that's all.
You know what I'm saying?
She was a cougar. You know what I'm saying? She was like, oh, he's
wow.
so cute. Saw them
no,
eyes.
Man, I think
she was blinded. She was blinded.
I mean, thinking about it, I just kind of feel like maybe, you know how some people try to catch you up, you know, it's dudes doing it, girls do it too, you know, try to get them up, you know, knock them up, fuck up and whatnot, and then, you know what I'm saying, just to knock them up, fuck up to lock them in, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, maybe she's one of those chicks, she's one of my uncle babies, but she never did successfully succeed in her mission. You know what I'm saying? So me looking like my uncle, in a sense, shit, I would be that child that she always wanted. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
but
yeah.
She knew my uncle because he called his name. You know what I'm saying?
She said, I'm going to get the uncle the younger version.
Oh, man. See, y'all looking at the shit all wrong, man. I think she just wants
to be
her child.
That's how I'm looking at it. I ain't looking at it wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
You're
talking like she finna do me like one of them ill men of teachers sleeping with the students.
Oh, no, no, no.
It happens. It's been happening.
It does happen, but no, I wouldn't.
I went to bank a couple of my high school teachers, truth be told. You know what I'm saying?
It wasn't happening. When
I
don't know what happened. These teachers just did a whole.
Before high school.
They started sex education early these years. For real, truth be told,
They need to.
What you talking about? They sleeping with these kids.
Right, but man, it's a couple of teachers, man. If I thought that I had a chance to sleep with my teacher, I would have went for it. You hear me? It's a couple of names, no names, but I would have went
names.
For it. Shit,
truth
she could have staked me with a motherfucking yardstick ruler. Truth be told.
I ain't no kid no more. I'm over to the age of 21. Hey, Miss Dina Talley, if you out there and you listening.
She name dropping.
You still alive. I appreciate everything you taught me. You were an awesome teacher, and you were so beautiful.
Now I want to give you the greatest gift of them all.
Right. Because you sounded desperate up here. Name dropping. You know, just told it all. Man. Dropped the whole dime.
This is not reflect the views of Dollhouse Radio.
Hit me up at 1-888. You call me flat out.
STL been waiting to get that off.
Hey,
right.
Hey,
that was premeditated right there.
I couldn't concentrate in class. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was one of them teachers. I couldn't concentrate. I was, what, that was like fifth grade.
You still can't concentrate.
Who was on that? I was.
You.
I don't know about nobody else. But
shit, I was too. I had a couple of teachers, man. Even my, you know what I'm saying, my elementary art teacher, man, Miss Giles, since we dropped the name. Oh my God, it was just something about that lady. I can't, you know what I'm saying, I learned the word marvelous. I used to tell her every morning, you look marvelous. Just like that. You tell me I wasn't talking to Martha. Shit, you look marvelous. Shit, such a fucking
beast. Hey, man, look, y'all crazy, man. Look, this is Wednesday, man. Hump Day, truth be told. You right here on Dalhouse Radio. We here each and every Wednesday night, baby. So make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. We here next week, same bat time, same bat channel, Dalhouse Radio. Truth be told, shout out Sexy India.
Hey,
we going to go ahead and get on up out of here with that Nico Smith going in. Going in.
For sure.
Let's go. Nico,
Truth be told.
STL, born and raised.
STL, stand up, Dalhouse. See y'all next week.
314.
Dalhouse Radio, baby.
Oh, I'll be looking for some trouble tonight. I see some ideas, bad as love is home. What you drinking? I got you faded, barely intoxicated, making love faces. I'm really parched, right outside. I live a high profile till I'm just an average guy. The music's loud, let's do this crowd.
Make them wag them on. that.
Whoa, got going mad, hustle, money, cause that. I'm a paper, I make a swagger, I'm a hustle. Got mad, hustle, money, cause that. I'm a paper, make a swagger, I'm a hustle. Whoa, got mad, hustle, money, cause that. I'm a paper, make a swagger, I'm a hustle. Money, man, I just can't hear
you.
And less than 50 on the whip game, I can't hear you. Talking my money here, yeah, that's a tall order. The price is always right, the streets they call me Bob Barker. See, I got stacks on me, money's my only homie. I keep it in the bed at night with me, I'm never lonely. These cats is real salty, call them potato chips. Check out the charge, dog, man, I got a late.
Well, if your paper right, then get your paper. And if your swagger right, then get your swagger.
Well, if your hustle right, then get your hustle up. And if it ain't right, then set your game up, game up. I'm a paper, make the swagger on. Whoa, got mad, hustle, money, car, clothes. I'm a paper, make the swagger on. Game up, game up. I'm a paper, make a swagger on.